brings you the thrilling adventures of The Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. The shells of the sinking Jap gunboat were blasting the water nearer and nearer the American submarine that had just ran there. Few seconds more, Commander Howard Gilmore, rushing to follow his men down the hatch, was cut down by Jap machine gun bullets. Badly wounded, he knew the time needed to rescue him might mean the loss of his ship. Without a moment's hesitation, he ordered, "Take her down!" And down she went, the submarine to safety, a gallant commander to his death. Keep that picture in your mind, friend. And when you are asked to buy an extra $100 war bond now in the fourth warload drive, buy it. Every dollar not needed for absolute necessities into bonds now. Not just because they're sound, profitable investments, but because they'll bring victory sooner. Bring more men home. The Shadow, the serious character who waves the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man of our town. Several years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. A path to death. I'm not going to leave
that. Let me out. Let me out of this electric chair. No, wait.
Again, as I have in the past.
But I can hold on. Just a minute now. So what's this? That being green? So it's dark in here.
Yes, this is the death chamber.
But that stands for your life. There we are. There's nothing to be afraid of.
No, of course not.
Excuse me. Now, here's the room you've been so anxious to see. The last sight on your trip.
It's not as spooky in here.
Spooky? Why, this is one of the best kept rooms in the institution.
And that's the electric chair over
here. It's not quite as sensitive as you expected, I suppose.
That depends on the way you look at it. Well, I think of the men that have died in that chair.
Why, my dear boy, death is nothing. The most majestic experience of life. Nothing has greater nobility than death.
Yeah, I suppose so. Hey, it's getting warm in here. I guess we better be going, huh?
Going? Why, I haven't told you anything about the death chamber yet.
Oh, I know.
See that door over there? Well, the pre-execution cells are just beyond. There are 10 men in there now waiting to sit in the seat of the pall.
Lead up to the electric chair, of course.
When they're brought in, the executioner will stand here at this panel, his hand on the switch. The men are strapped in. The warden gives the signal. The switch is thrown in like this. Don't be alarmed. The chair is quite harmless. Till those wires are plugged in. And there's the electrodes that carry the power through from the power house.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, I guess I got more material than I need for mine.
Well, see, you wouldn't go without sitting in the chair.
What would I want to do a thing like that for?
Why, every visitor sits in the chair. It's something to tell your friends. Come, sit down.
If you don't mind, I'd rather go.
This is an experience you'll never forget. Hey, let me help you. Sit right down.
Well, it's a customary,
of course. There you are. Now I'll show you how it feels to be strapped in.
That's the chest strap.
Well, you certainly did that all the day. Now the right arm. And the left.
Oh, that's enough. You got this chest strap so tight. I
have the right leg right there. And the left.
Well, look, listen, you didn't hear me, but I said I had enough.
And we dropped the hip piece down like this. And there you are. All snug and ready for the most noble, most majestic experience in life.
What do you mean?
You are now ready for death.
Now look here. Hey, what are you doing with those electrodes? Oh, don't do that. Take your head on that switch.
Out on the coast as he could get. His shack is perched down on her luck, Red, like somebody is dead, and if they're going to see if he could balance this way up for
you. Yes, sir. Never mind about that. Just tell us what Hard Eyes had to say about young Wentworth.
Well, he says that this house is no place for people with plumb hearts.
Well, Cranston, I guess you ought to be satisfied by now. You have the word.
Well, I'm not satisfied.
Now, look,
I am grateful to you for what you've done, but I intend to do a little more digging before I'm satisfied.
Oh, Miss Lane.
Well, come on in.
Make the party complete.
How can they go, Margaret? Did you talk to Peter's mother?
Yes, I just talked to her on the phone.
What did she have to say?
There will be no autopsy.
What?
Peter did have a heart attack.
You don't say. What do you think of that, Cranston?
He was rejected for the Air Force and lost
health. All right, settle with it. Now let's go out and have a bite of lunch and pick up some
old Miss Lane, and I have very personal stake in this case.
Peter Wentworth's mother's an old friend of Margaret's family, and I view the boy as past the dead.
But hang it all, man. Don't you see?
I see only one thing. Peter Wentworth was murdered.
Now look, I want to straighten you out on one thing.
If you think Peter Wentworth was electrocuted in that chair, I can wipe that idea out of your mind right this minute.
How?
Because there's no power flowing to the electric chair except during a legal execution. When a man is to be executed, the youth has to be turned on in the main powerhouse. Then the electrodes are plugged in near the chair. In other words, the contact has to be made at both ends. Do you get that?
Yes, we get that, Commissioner.
Now you get this. Did you know that a man died in that death table a few weeks ago?
Right.
And under very similar circumstances?
Well, that's news to me.
Right, Commissioner.
That'll be news to you, too, when it's proven conclusively that Peter Wentworth was murdered.
Oh.
Away from me right after that. Said I was getting too old.
Old?
The
tools. Nobody ever did as neat a job either before since I was executioner.
You don't regret the fact you were redeemed for such a grisly job as that?
A fine reward for faithful service.
The letter to serve you, so...
They humiliated me by making me guide. But tomorrow...
What about tomorrow?
They're retiring me from the service entirely. But I'll help the last laugh on the whole pack of them.
What are you talking about?
I came to this institution, the state executioner. I leave it as an executioner.
Oh, that interesting. You just abstract
now. Yes, you. My dear man, you're going to have the honor of dying at the hands of the best executioner the state has ever had. The moment I'm going to attack those electrodes, pull the switch and fling you into eternity.
You'll die of wilderness, Sheriff.
No, I won't. There won't be a mark on you. You'll die as only Fred Ardoch can execute a man, and nobody will ever suspect you haven't died from a heart attack.
Well, I sure a fool if you think I'd follow you, sorry.
What do you mean?
Well, I have to know you can't kill a man unless the electrodes are plugged in on the main power line.
My dear man, they are connected. Not to the main power line, but to the old dynamo that was once used for execution. It hasn't been used in years, except for the use I made. Everybody's forgotten it but me. I have
a fear.
I cry.
Certainly won't deprive me of my last chance to talk. No, you're not only a fiend, all right, you're a fool as well.
Be quiet.
Don't let me get away with it.
I've had enough. I can cover your face with the death mail. Now, kill all you wait.
Take the tail off of it.
Now the electrode. And the switch.
Don't put the switch on it.
And now eternity. You think he's seeing something?
up the tank for the night.
What did you say?
A man climbing the rocks along the shore.
He was coming this way.
Whatever the heck it be, you'll
rest your imagination. Now go on home, go to bed.
Well, all right, Mr. Wright, I shall get along. Need to find out the wrong right. Oh, what a so poor night this is, anyway.
Well, good night, Mr. Roderick.
Good night.
Hey, here, come on. You see a kennel with you now. Come on. Lie down now.
You confided, old hound. And all like that every time I've executed somebody all through the years. And suppose he's yelling for the fool I sent to eternity tonight. He's afraid of death. Just like a hero. Just like the one I sent away a few hours ago. He didn't want to die. None of them want to die. But he's gone. And once again, I wielded the power to take life.
But not the power to kill it, Andre. You don't have that power.
What is that? Who said that?
Who's out there? You packing in, Mark?
No, Andre. Mark is well down the cliff by this time. We're alone. Just the two of us.
Who are you?
Where are you?
I'm right here in the room with you.
That's a lie. I know where you are. You're hiding in it.
You see, I'm not in the closet. I'm beside you. Very close to you, aren't I?
Who are you? What do you want?
You are I. Your crimes have caught up with you. I've come for you.
Go away. Come
near me. Why do you cower in the corner like that? Surely you're not afraid of death?
Yes.
One who has the power to take life should not be afraid to die himself.
Get out, I say. Get out before I kill you. You hear? Get out,
now. The other is human. You can't kill what you can't see. Might as well put that knife away.
What did you come here for?
To end your criminal career, to bring you to justice.
Thank you, Mr. O'Crane.
I'll admit you did your job with fiendish cleverness, but you will not escape. The police are on the way here now.
We can't prove anything. Nobody knows what happened in the death chamber.
You're wrong, Arden. I know what happened. Your victim sat in the chair just as you're sitting in that armchair now. You buckled and clasped around him until you were held even more tightly than I hold you now.
No! You will not touch me. You're not just a voice. Who are you?
You're at the end of your rope, all right. You're only holding to confess and clear your soul.
I'll admit nothing, nothing.
Yes, you will. I'm going to make you confess.
Make me confess? How can you do that?
Look, all right. This corner of the room, right over here. That's it. Keep your eyes right where they are. Now I'm going to show you somebody who you met only a few hours ago. Someone over whom you exercised your power of death. A man who killed and called for
it. Look, all right, what do you see?
You recognize me now?
No, it can't be. You're dead.
Confess, all right.
You're dead. Go away, go away.
Who killed me? Who killed me 2 hours ago? Who killed Peter Wentworth?
I don't know where you are.
Confess, all right.
Oh, no, I won't go away.
Confess.
No, no, confess. All right. I did it. I killed him.
Don't believe it.
Don't believe it.
Don't believe it. to look around.
Look at the door,
Margaret. Oh, easy now. I remember you're supposed to be dead.
That is who I understand. Let's see how Commissioner Winston reacts to that slight exaggeration. Good evening, Commissioner.
Good evening. What? Who? Hey. Branson. You're supposed to be dead. You were electrocuted.
Oh, wait. Let me get this straight.
Dale, I'm supposed to be dead, and I'm very happy to know you cried over my demise.
Oh, that's a lie, Grant. Nothing. I never cried in my life. Besides, I knew in my heart that you were... Say, how did you come back to life?
I mean, we know what you mean.
Now come on in and shake hands with a real live corpse.
And now let me introduce Bruco's distinguished heating expert, John Butler.
Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good evening, friends. Some folks, especially you ladies who put a little coal in the fire during the day, are apt to look on the fire as a sort of concrete batter. You said about mixing it thoroughly with the poker. Actually, friend, stirring up the fire with a poker is one of the worst things you can do. Because you mix ashes, live coals, and fresh coal all together, and that forms clinkers. And you know, I'm sure, what grave clinkers can cause. How they choke the fire, prevent coal from burning completely, and damn your furnace break. So, friend, take a tip and lay that poker down. When you want to loosen the fire bed, take the green candy instead. And one more suggestion. Never burn refuse or garbage in your furnace. That also causes clinkers to pour. And we've got to avoid clinkers to get the maximum heat out of our coal and make it last longer. I thank you.
Copyrighted by Freedom Press Publications. The characters, names, places, and plots are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, the Shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Keep the home fires burning with blue coal. This story produced by the BM&W Coal Company.